Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good morning. This is a 1010 Wins News Flash for May 20th, 2019. I'm Paul James. Here's what's happening. Two 13-year-old girls have been arrested, accused of running a robbery ring out of the NYCHA grant houses in Upper Manhattan. Police say they expect to make more arrests. The MTA touting the latest on-time performance stats, but do riders notice? It claims subways were on time almost 80% of the time in April, the highest on-time performance level in nearly 6 years. City Council Speaker Corey Johnson today plans to join with Jewish leaders to call out the uptick in anti-Semitic hate crimes in Brooklyn. The NYPD continues to look for four men in a car who harassed Hasidic teens and an adult in Borough Park over the weekend. President Trump says he doesn't want to go to war with Iran. He also told Fox News he will not allow Iranians to have nuclear weapons. Several dozen people took part in a protest last night in front of Dover, New Jersey police headquarters. They say police used excessive force while arresting a 19-year-old man. Several officers have been placed on administrative leave with pay. A lot of unhappy Game of Thrones fans, not because of the way the show ended, but because HBO Go crashed. Some counselors are making themselves available to those dealing with Game of Thrones withdrawal. AccuWeather calling for a hot, humid day with clouds and some sun, a high of 87. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Wins.